This is Sarah Wright with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from Les Beck, a musician who moved to Redwood Valley in 1971. He remembers how he fell in love with bluegrass and learned how to keep his freezer full while raising three boys.
My brother was living in Redwood Valley, so I came here. And he actually found the house where we all live now. So I lived there in this little house, little cabin, kind of a hobbit-looking like place. The lady who owned it lived in San Francisco. So we never charged her anything if we had to fix something, because we wanted to learn how to fix everything anyway, right? And so she kept the rent at $65 a month. And so my wife and I moved in there, and I got a job working at the tub factory in town. And so we just started living off the land there. We had goats, chickens, rabbits. We were raising them, selling goat milk, had a great garden, and it was just the two of us living out there in the middle of nowhere. It was great. It was quiet. I know when my wife and I met, our first time we got together, we said we want to live in a place with goats and chickens and a garden, and it happened. It's like he moved to this place, and we were able to move there and took over the rent, and we ended up buying that place and still live there to this day. 45 years later, we're still there. Beautiful, quiet spot. A lot more people, though. Things change quite a bit. You know, a lot. When a car would come out the road where we live, we'd all go look out the window because who would be out here, right? And I loved how quiet and peaceful and just what we were looking for. You could walk your goats down the street. We would take them and walk down the street. You know, we'd have them roped, but we'd let them just run free and the dog, and we didn't really worry about traffic and stake them out. And we discovered that you could stake your goats in poison oak and drink the milk, and you will have an immunity. Did you know that? See, we didn't know that either, but we learned that. And my wife would get poison oak so bad, it would look like elephant titus, you know, and it would just be oozing, and it was so gross. And so we started giving her the milk, and she doesn't get it hardly at all. So, you know, in several years we lived out there, just her and I, and then the neighbors came. Buffalo Bob, we were talking about Buffalo Bob, him and his wife, they bought the place across the street. I didn't even know it, and I heard banjo playing over there, so I walked across the street one night with my harmonica, and that was the beginning of the Country Butter Band, and we jammed all the time, and then they formed a band, and so we started playing all over town and around the countryside, playing bluegrass music. I also had a wonderful neighbor. I forgot to mention Bob Bartram. He was an older guy, and he lived kind of close. These two houses that I lived in, there was another one right close, and he would sit in his window and watch us try to live off the land, you know, like chop wood or fix something, you know, a chicken coop, and he'd watch as long as he could until he couldn't stand it anymore, and then he'd come out. And then he would just cuss you out, right? He'd just tell you how stupid, what a blankety-blank idiot you were, and he would just go on and on like that. And you just kind of live through it. And then pretty soon, by the time you got done talking to him, he would say, well, there's no other way you could do it. You know, actually, you were doing it pretty good, and he'd give you a couple tips. And he was the greatest guy. He could do anything. I mean, I changed the whole rear end of my 56 Chevy pickup while he just sat on a stump and told me how to do it, you know. And how to butcher a goat, you know, and stock your freezer up. He had done all that stuff, and so he could learn how to skin, you know, an animal that way. So we did all that stuff, you know. Worked 4 days a week, and then would kind of, you know, and then we had garden and chickens, and we had all that food, you know, the basics like that, and lived off it that way for a long time until we started having boys. We had three boys, and then they ate like horses, and so that I had to get a better job. And UPS was a great job because, you know, he had benefits and all that. So all of our boys were born at the hospital, but we waited till the last minute, you know. And my youngest one, though, when he was born, I had a gig that night. And so as soon as he was born, I said, I got to go to this gig. I've never lived that. She never let me forget that one. But the show must go on.
Is there an emblematic moment of the Back to the Land era that just pops into your head, like when somebody mentions Back to the Land?
Yeah, I remember, and this comes in my head quite a bit. I remember my brother and I, one night, we were talking about cast iron as opposed to, non-stick? Teflon. Cast iron as opposed to Teflon. And this was an epiphany moment, right, because this is why we left the city, and we wanted to be back on the land because we wanted the real thing.
How can you think more people don't do it or can't do it?
I think you get stuck in, you know, jobs and work and money and kind of desires for all the things that we left. I think you learn to be thankful if you're just living off the land. Sometimes the garden gets eaten and then you have to start over. Living off the land's not for wimpies. You have to be a little bit tough.
And you're still doing it?
Still living in the same house. I don't have any chickens or goats, but I've still got a garden. And I keep saying I'm going to build a chicken coop and get some more chickens. But Lucas and his wife live in Ukiah and Redwood Valley, and they have chickens, so I've got all the eggs I need. So why bother?
We've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. I'm Sarah Reith. We just heard from Les Beck of Redwood Valley. You can catch short excerpts of these interviews during the news hour on Thursdays and longer episodes at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. They're also on our website and Facebook page with pictures and longer versions. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, Story Center, and the Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.